Yeshiv Yankov, Eretz Meguri Oviv, Eretz Kanoan. Yankov sits in the land Meguri Oviv, his father, Eretz Kanoan. He's ready for now to sit, to finally return to his father's land, turn to Eretz Yisrael, portion to Epshekel over here. As Rashi brings down, Biki Shaka, Leisha B'Shalva. Rashi B'Yadim wanted to now sit the Shalva. What's up is now he wanted to sit the Shalva. Until now, Esav had an upper hand on him in two mitzvahs that he wasn't able to make. Until now, Esav was at the mitzvah of Kibbutz of the Aim and the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which Yaakov wasn't involved in. He had to be away from his father 22 years. He had to be out of Eretz Yisrael. And now Yaakov Avinu was able to get back to that mitzvah, Be'eretz Meguri Overetz Kanaan, B.K. Yaakov Le'eshuv Shalva. So Yaakov said, maybe I'll fit the Shalva now. Maybe things will be calm. But we could say another shot also, Be'eretz. But now the Rizoicha to sit in the Kain Mitzvah's Kibbutz of Aim, which is Gavaldig Mitzvah, the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu said, what better time now to be Kain the Mitzvah's, these Gavaldig Mitzvah's, to be in such a Mokko and be by his parent, by his father's house, he's still alive, with Shamash's father, be in Eretz Yisrael, with the Shchlemas of Eretz Yisrael. Because Yaakov Leishiv B'Shalva, Yaakov wants to sit B'Shalva, Koftol of Roigzel Shal Yosef, the Roigzel Shal Yosef comes on him, Yaakov can't be settled. Yaakov doesn't have any time to settle down. Yaakov is in the matzav of Tiltul, Yaakov is in the matzav of Yisurim. As he says, Tzadikim Mevakshim, Tzadikim Mevakshim, Leishay, B'Shalva, Tzadikim want to sit B'Shalva. B'Kei Shakov, Leishay, B'Shalva, Kofta, Tzadikim Mevakshim, Leishay, B'Shalva, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't it enough what the sugar of the Olam Haba? He also wants to slay Shev B'Shal B'Olam Hazeh. Isn't it enough that they're saying B'Shal they're going to have Olam Haba? He also wants to sit B'Shal B'Olam Hazeh. The Chol Tzorach Yinu B'Shal. The Farshim asked the Kasha. The Kama artist over here. What's wrong if Yaakov wants to sit B'Shalva? What's wrong if Yaakov wants to relax a little bit? What's going to be with Yaakov? What's he doing relaxing with us? You think he's buying his golf shoes? Strings them up? Swings them over the shoulder? And he's going down to Fort Lauderdale! Dum 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 dum. Flight 27 with JetBlue, D-76. You got a cheap flight, $100 flight down to Florida. What's Yaakov Avinu going down to? He's going down to Florida with his golf clubs. He just went out to the sports shop to get his 9-iron. But I don't want to use the 9-iron. His putter. He went to get his putter. What's going on? Yaakov Avinu wants to sit B'Shalva. What's he doing B'Shalva, Rabbi said? What does Yaakov want? B.K. Yaakov Leishiv B'Shalva. What's Leisha B'Shalva? You think he's going to go join, take a BTL course in Tveretz Chayes? For those who never know what the BTL course is, we give a BTL in Yeshiva. Everybody know what the BTL course is. A bed training license. But we give that out. He's not going to get the BTL. What's Yaakov going to do? Yaakov is going to spare time. What's he going to do when he's B'Shalva on the boy's side? What is Yaakov going to do his whole life? He's got to learn. He's busy learning and studying. And being Oisek of Oisek. speak yes Yaakov Leisha b'shalva. Start to tell what shalva. I don't know what I do. All I know one. I can't tell just one thing called shalva. It was a cereal. It tasted like cardboard. That was shalva. You know, our generation would say b'kes Yaakov lechol kariot. Not shalva, kariot. Like we have a new line yeshiva. Here in yeshiva, we go from kariot to kariot. Kariot also means pillow. We go from kariot to kariot. We don't pass go. But anyway, a commercial for our exciting breakfast. Anyway, but the line says, BK, Yaakov, Leish, Mishas, Apella. What do you mean shalva? What shalva? He's going to sit and learn Torah. Unbelievable Torah, by his side. And he's going to learn and stag at 3 in the morning with stagging away. That's shalva. First of all, what's the shalva? And what's wrong with his side? He wants to have a little bit let up. What's wrong? Yet all his life struggled and struggled and more struggled. Eitzov and Lavan and Eitzov and Lavan. Enough! It's retirement years! He had to put in a good pension fund. He's entitled to his retirement. Play a good game of shovelboard. We're getting a new shovelboard quarter, but they're coming next week. Applebaum's Nursing Home. We're looking for male nurses, or is anybody available to serve the prunes after you get 11 o'clock when you have to wake up? The prunes are going to come. But what's wrong? What's the shovel? What's wrong? What's the play? Go to the retirement home. Shoot some darts. Right now, what's wrong? Oh. So, first of all, Leisha B'Shalva said, Mirjik and Zachar, but they saw this week an unbelievable Zachar, but it's a Chayav Elashim, which is so important for us to know, but they because we're so far away from it, we're far away from it, we don't know what it means, what mitzvahs are, what making Toivim are, what leaving that Toivim is. We say every morning, we're getting to it, but and our Tvira, Shatvira, but we're flying along over there in the parish, just feel in the morning, Baruch Hashem, we hope to get to Adon Olam after 2 years. But Maisa, we're holding in the bracha, Asher Kiddushonu, Lithati Batsitis. What does it mean, Asher Kiddushonu, be mitzvot, everybody? What do those words mean? You're saying it for 30, for 20, who knows how long, 18, 19, 20, people are old, we're saying Asher Kiddushonu, be mitzvot, so many years, everybody. What does that mean, Asher Kiddushonu, be mitzvot? Sof Tzav Chaim Belashim, Nefesh HaChaim Shehalot. Ki me'eis she'oila urayin o'olam lasu'is mitzvah. When it enters into our mind to do a mitzvah, take it not to reshum ulamalim kor shor shor elya. In the way up in the emel, we think about doing it before we even do a mitzvah. Umamshich misham al atma or maki. A light. We don't see this light, Rabbi Yisai. But a light comes around us. An or maki. Uktusha al yoyin al chayfevis halav. The chayfevis al yisai. Our unbelievable kedusha starts to surround you. As soon as you think to do the mitzvah. Even before you did the mitzvah. Because of Mefurish, Miskadish them, the Yisim Kedoshim. You Miskadish before yourself and you become Kedoshim through the Lachshava, through preparation, the Achana. Va'ayidei Zehu Dovik Kav Yochu Bo Yisporach Kam Bekhayov. It's an unbelievable Zach. We do the mitzvahs, we're going to do a mitzvah. We are Dovik and HaKadosh Baruch in this world. V'zehu Sh'oma HaKos V'atem HaTveikim HaShem HaKeh Gam Bo'ichem Chayim Kukam HaYoy. You're Dovik and Hashem, even in this world, was there Or HaMakif, although the Ezer Ligmar Mitzvah, that Or HaMakif, we know it, without Hashem we can't do anything, that helps us to finish the Mitzvah. V'yidei Gemar HaOr, Mishchazet Yoyitzah, we go Vayitah, Vayitah, then more Or. Unbelievable. Gam Moshechus V'Gores, is Livam Mizel, Asad HaOikah Mitzvah. What happens after you do the Mitzvah, that Or is around you, that Or is Makif you, you get involved in the Mitzvah, you have this new Or, this new Kedush on you, says the Mitzvah Nefesh HaChayim. It's now change. You become a changed person. We don't realize that if we do a mitzvah properly, what happens? Obviously, be more and more of an effect. But the mitzvah now surrounds us. The kedusha of the mitzvah, it gets into us. And it gets into our hearts, and we want to do more mitzvahs. Mitzvah goes down to mitzvah. Mitzvah gets into another mitzvah. You want to go start doing more mitzvahs. You have excitement. Achashuhu, why you want to do mitzvahs? Listen to the lashon of Chayav, the lashon of Bamsa. Achashu Yosef Ata began Eden Mamish. I don't know what that means. You want to know when you do mitzvahs, because the Yetzer Hara leaves you. Because when you do a mitzvah in the right, proper way, the Skadishtan, You enter into twilight zone. You go into Gan Eden, and you're in Gan Eden. The person's in Gan Eden, doesn't want to do any aveiros. He's in Gan Eden, and therefore you just want to do more mitzvahs. Has it let up? Has it come out? That's a different shmul. But that's when happens. The person gets involved in the mitzvah. The boy says, "Talmud Torah today, kumam." A person learns Torah with a geshmak and not being mevatel every 2-3 seconds. But he really learns, and the kedusha is unbelievable. And at that moment, he's sitting in Gan Eden. He's sitting in Gan Eden. He does the mitzvah in that moment, and after the moment, he's sitting in Gan Eden. It's amazing to understand that the pshat bk shakav leishiv b'shalva. Shalva means he wants to sit in Gan Eden. In this world, a person can be told to sit in Gan Eden. One, every time he does a mitzvah, every time he's involved, it's a madrigal from Gan Eden. But Yaakov wants to sit in Gan Eden without the oilam hazed, the kapatumah. Kosh Baruch says, to Yaakov Avinu, he says to the tzaddikim, the oilam hazeh is misukah without paskin. The oilam hazeh, it doesn't go like that. Oilam Hazeh works differently. In Oilam Hazeh, you gotta work hard. In Oilam Hazeh, there's Yisurim. In Oilam Hazeh, there's difficulties. Why? Because Oilam Hazeh is the world of, as you know, as the Shem tells us back out so many times, this is the Oilam of the praise door. It's the vegetable. Or the vegetable, whatever you want to translate it. It's the corridor into the banquet hall. And therefore, in this world, even if we can have that nor, but like the Baruch Hu said, this world, you got to work hard, you got to make that honey, you got to prepare, you got to do your avoida, because the next world is where it's all at. And Tzaddikim, you have to realize, even you, that you, I know you want to sit and be in Gan Eden, but that's not the tafkin of Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh has a tafkin, and Olam Habah has a tafkin. And then never the twain shall meet. You can't be zeh to madrigas of touching Olam Hazeh Habah. In Olam Hazeh, me'ein Olam Habah, in Olam Habah embassy. You can touch Olam Habah as we say in doing mitzvahs, but you can't be in Olam Habah and Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh has a different tafkin. Olam Hazeh has a different purpose. Olam Hazeh is set aside for working, for avodah, for getting mitzvahs, getting tzchar. Olam Habo is the world where you sit and just have pleasure. Where you sit and you're nana. Where you sit and it's just the most amazing, most ishmak, most unbelievable, most stupendous. Let's get out the road, J.C. Soros, and go through all the adjectives in there. Most incredible experience that anybody will ever have in their lives. Zokte mishten ovas, yofo shoachat, shokalas ruach, bo'oilu abo, bo'oilu abo, bo'oilu abo, miko chaye, bo'oilu mazeh. 1 second of koilas ruach in the next world is greater than the entire Olam Hazeh. What does that mean? And the Michta Me'aliyo is mad, but unbelievable. One second of Koyras Yirul means a whiff, a smell of Olam Habo is better than the entire Olam Hazeh. What does that mean? Explains the Michta Me'aliyo, in B'Shem his father. You know what a whiff of Olam Habo is? Just a whiff. A whiff means picture the scene, everybody says. You're walking down the stomach because you have a mitzvah chasana to go in Manhattan. You know that mitzvah chasana down Broadway? Just happens to be going, but some type of mitzvah going on over there. But he's going to a mitzvah down, and all of a sudden he walks by that restaurant that all his friends have been talking about in Yeshiva. Prime steak, or steak rib, or whatever its name is, and he walks by, just walks by the restaurant. He knows how his friends were talking about yeshiva, talking about the days, they're imagining that last night, the record supper, is that steak. You know, all yeshiva's food is like the mon, whatever you imagine it is. I remember I saw one bachur late at night, I didn't want anybody to see. He had a late night supper, he was in the diagonal. I walked by, opened the door, he's sitting there, I didn't want anybody to know. You're a steak, you're a steak, you're a steak. They dialed some ketchup and he's sitting there, ah. Snapping the meat bracket was amazing. Boy, said to eat the toys or whatever they said to supper, just say, you're a steak, you're a steak. And you're okay with my time. If you want them to be imaginative more, just put some A1 steak sauce all over the meat bracket. I'm telling you. I get a steak knife. Just imagine the watery feeling of that steak. But anyway, the kids just saw he's walking by that restaurant, and they talked about the restaurant. They were talking about yeshiva for days. Prime grill, prime rib, whatever the name it is. And he's walking by, and he doesn't have enough money to go in just to sit down in the restaurant. Just to sit down and get a drink of Coke, of water. Not Coca-Cola, it's $45. Get that glass of water, which the waiter, you know, that some Spanish guy filled up, you know, he's telling this is straight mineral water. You know, too bad we still turn on the sink. Good thing he didn't do the other way that did. Went into the, you know what I mean, I scooped it out. Anyway, you paid $45 for that, Baruch Hashem. And then he walks by, but he comes in, you know, just to get a side order, $75, and to get the main course. I can't afford not to have money. So he walks by the restaurant, and a little smell comes out. Steak on the grill, but not just stomach steak, prime grill steak, it was that. So now what is it, 275-ounce steak, it was that. The steak is bigger than the hole. It goes from the floor to the floor. He's a chainsaw. They have a new thing. New steaks are coming out. I went to my friend, the Bachman once invited me to a Lamarae in Manhattan. The Bachman, many years ago, was a Rebbe. Because you know when you do, whenever you invite your Rebbe, you want to spend time with. So what do? You invite him to eat. That's a classic, you know. Rebbe, we have to spend time together. Miss May, well, no, I got to take you to the best restaurant. So anyway, so the Bachman took me to Lamarae. And he said, Rebbe, you're not making the order tonight. We're making the order. We're getting you the best up. We're going to get the steak, and you're getting those bean sprouts. So anyway, they ordered me a nice steak. Steak was very thick. I said, Mom, was this steak? I just saw the size of the width of the steak. My eyeballs almost came out. I couldn't imagine it. So I asked the waiter, can I get some ketchup? So he said, yes, no problem. He brings me over a Heinz bottle of ketchup. So I said, you want to shoot? No, that's your bottle. Whole bottle of ketchup, something like that. Can you imagine how big the steak was? But anyway, so I start cutting it like that. And I'm cutting, and I'm cutting, and I'm cutting, and I'm cutting. Okay, when I'm going to get to the bottom of this! Mamish cutting and going through it. But these steaks today, they make like that. But Mamish, how big? So they came out a new steak in the restaurant. 275-ounce steak. We come in and give you a chainsaw. He wants to get a steak, you know what I mean? A steak is a steak, man. You can't just eat a solid steak. It's gotta be! You gotta hold the chainsaw very stark to get into the steak. Anyway, just don't try to put it in your tongue, you know, with the knife. Anyway, but I might say he's so. The steak, but you can't get that steak. You don't smell the aroma. The aroma comes out, but he whiffs that aroma. It goes into his nostrils, it was there. So I'm talking about this before supper. And the mic said, and he whiffs it, he's going out of his can. Shmuel, do you smell that? Did you smell that? Well, anything smells good in Manhattan. You know, if you go, if you go to Manhattan a long time, any smell, chutz from who knows what, smells good about that. Did you smell that? That koyras ruach olam habor about that. Your first shu'az of klis with the koyras. You don't get, even though, not getting into olam haba, but just smelling the whip of olam haba is better than all the hanois. Any possible hanoi that shaykh olam haba. What does that mean? Says in Fasha today, if you take all the pleasures of this world, all the food, the schmack of food, not only 7-layer cakes and steaks and lamb chops, with who knows what, pastrami, corned beef, every type of pleasure of eating hanoah, and every type of other hanoah, you put it all together, one pill, from the beginning of time till now, all that one pill, 1 second, one shah of this whiff of Olam Haba is not equal to all the hanoah you took again this morning. Well, nice, if you think of that, all the hanoah only lasts a second, so it's just thousands of billions of seconds. But the whiff of that aroma, of the aroma of Olam Haba, Rabbi Sam, is so much greater. That's the Hezbah and the Tzaviyot of Chan Minish. Olam Haba's world is the world of the true pleasure, Rabbi Sam, the real true pleasure, where the pleasure is not just for a second, it's forever. And it's something that you take in, and it's something that you cannot get enough of. It's something that just continues. It's not something like a pleasure in this world where you have to afterwards take some Tums, you have to go somewhere because you're depressed, and you have to have that Hanoah. It's Hanoah that just continues, it's Nitzchias, it's forever, and it's everlasting, and it exists, and it just keeps going, and the person goes out of his mind from it. It's so amazing. That's the show, of course. And that's the purpose of Olam Haba. The purpose of Olam Haba is to sit back and have a blast. That's what Olam Haba is all about. Should we go around the room with a microphone right now, Rabbi Sad, and ask everybody, what were we created for? What's our purpose? Yisachar, what do you say? I think we were created, it's a tough question, but I think we were created to do mitzvahs. Good answer, Yisachar. What do you say? Well, it's not that. I don't know. Yeah, okay, cast the mic. Keep quiet. Next guy, what do you say? We were created to be Eved of Hashem. We'll be an Eved. Hashem wants us to be Eved. That's who we created. Oh, well, you get us real excited over there. So, Rebbe, why were we created? I don't know, but let's open the Mishnah Shor. In the first paragraph, chapter 1. Why were we created, Rabbi Sai? Why was a person created in this world, Rabbi Sai? Answer. Elis Aneg al Hashem. Now we'll get a repetition. Don't get the choir. Elis Aneg al Hashem. Going to Niggin. The land of Mizib Shchinasu. To enjoy and have pleasure. Hashem, what is the greatest pleasure? The most amazing pleasure, and it's the real, most real pleasure. Everything else is fake. Everything else is dim and fantasy. You want to have the real pleasure. But He created it. And therefore, that's what we created for. We were created for that purpose. And that's the whole purpose you were created. To have the most and most amazing pleasure. To be in a mamish ecstasy. But not with that stuff. To real ecstasy. To be in a different world. That's what we created for. Anybody tells you not, he doesn't know the first peg of the field, he doesn't know what he is, what we're doing in this world. We were created to have pleasure. But where is that pleasure, boy size? The true emesticker, 100% pleasure, which is the most greatest, most amazing pleasure. In that next world, what was it called? Olam Haba. So what's this world for then? This world's purpose is different. This world's purpose is that Hashem wanted us. He didn't want to give us on a silver platter. He didn't want, because if you don't work at it, we're not going to enjoy it as much. But then Hashem says, He wanted us to enjoy it through our own work, that we worked and we struggled. But we did it alone. You did it on your own. Roy taught him a kav shaloi. A person could have thousands in the field. Someone could give him thousands of batonis. But he did one chiddush on his own. It's so much more amazing. So much more gishmak. So much more feeling of reality. Hashem said, this world is delicious. This world is to be a fighter, to be a soldier. And He put you in a world, He says, where there's so many distractions, things pulling you away. And every generation is more things trying to pull us away. Take us away! But we remain strong and understand that we have a mission. We have a goal. We have a tachlis. We have a purpose! And realize that purpose is that we should be able to have that unbelievable pleasure out of our bar. So we have to realize that we're ready to take on. We have to be ready to take on the struggles of this world. Because that's how we're going to get to that great, great place, the palace that we're all waiting for. That's how I want to get to the end of the yellow brick road. When we go through this world and we live with tests and we overcome them and we beat out, we overcome the struggles, that's how we're going to get there. But the problem is that we discussed in last week's shiur a little bit, that the people in the world and the whole world has brainwashed us. The whole world is living in the fantasy world. And the whole world has succumbed to that Nisoyan that has been put for us, not to get lost in the corridor. Not to fall apart and get lost in the corridor. Yeah, make your way through that hallway and get to the banquet hall. The guy's spending hours and hours eating at the shmorg. The shmorg is bored. Because this dim and this, he doesn't realize what's waiting for him. That 275 ounce steak. It's a chainsaw, that's enough. What's he doing picking into those little fraction buns? Meatballs, he can get his fast Italian. What do you hear the meatballs, the schmuck? Get the chainsaw! 275 ounce steak waiting in the banquet hall. What's he doing eating the hors d'oeuvres? Oh, I'll try a carrot. A carrot! He got the 275 ounce steak! What are you eating? A carrot! I can't eat anything anymore. I ate too much celery! Are you crazy? That steak! 16 waiters come to bring it in! What's he doing eating celery sticks? Bean sprouts! What's wrong with you? The vein ball's coming! Just hang in there! But the problem where we have all hanging in is because we're in a world that teaches us the opposite. We're in a world that teaches us that this world is the main. Oh yeah, I've heard about Olam Haba, but this world's the main. You gotta have everything big in this world. What do you mean? Just a plain car? I gotta have that Maserati. I gotta have the Lamborghini. The new Lamborghini that just came out. I gotta work my head off. I gotta sweat all day. No time for learning the mitzvahs. Lamborghini! Here we come! Leather seats. Pop-up light bulbs. Pop-up headlights. Back headlights. Showers. Inside. Television, as you watch, as you go, take a nap, goes all the way back. Food comes out of the thing. We said last week in the shmooze, one of the Muslim shmooze, and having new things that come out, an arm comes out. Pastrami, you press it in, pastrami and corned beef. With mustard, no problem. Where'd that come from? Wow, gasoline went good today. Pull the pickles. No pickles. Unbelievable. And our homes, the homes we have to build today, unbelievable homes. Is that enough to have a six-room house? What do you mean? I have two kids and a dog. And we know who gets the bigger room. Not the sister. Caleb! We call him Calvi for short. He has a major room! He has a whole gym! You ever saw the new elliptical for dogs? Pull it up! He has to lose a little weight from all the calabar and all the shit juicy he eats. Sushi, whatever that stuff is. The guy got a new restaurant. Dog sushi! Should I get the rap? You have to learn how to, you know, learn barking. They know if they want the rap or the other thing. A certain type of bark. What? That's rap. He's working on his treadmill because he has to get him. He has to take care of his big black belly the dog. But that's not enough. Okay. Six rooms. Two for each kid. No. Six rooms. 16 rooms. 16 rooms we need. We need 16 rooms and 12 bathrooms. We need a bathroom. Every single floor needs at least 2-3 bathrooms. And not only bathrooms. We're going shopping, me and my ideal wife. The new thing, new department in Macy's. Chandelier bathrooms. New decorated chandeliers for your bathroom. Because you spend a lot of time in your bathroom. You might as well be decorated over there. You want the gold-plated toilet paper roll? 18-karat gold toilet paper roll? Or would you like the 14-karat? We can also get you silver, if you like silver, for the toilet seat. People go and spend 2 days of picking out their bathroom. What type of toilet seat would you like? Sally? I don't know, John. I was always like the pink colored toilet seat. That's only by the guardian. Either don't pick out the toilet seat. I was in homes, they were working on the bathroom. We did enough on the living room, it was time to work on the bathroom. I came back next year, they were still working on the bathroom! Tiling the bathroom! I thought it was in 17th century China! They're tiling the bathroom with tiles! The latest equipment and the homes we're building, how long are we living there? How long is he living there? Something in my mind, that universe days! Rav Yosef got sick, and he fell into a stupor. He fell very deep into a very, very strong. He was holding by Rachman Litzlan, and they said, "What did you see?" He said, "I saw a picture. Oilom hafuch ra'isi. I saw what's going on up there in the next world. It's the opposite. Oilom hafuch. It's all the opposite." Rashi says, the Ashirim, I was the one of people who didn't support Torah, didn't know the Ashirim, the Lamata. The Aniyim, these guys, these little strawny guys, they barely could buy a bag of milk. Where's their home? They came to their home, one room, one bedroom for everybody. Put a little curtain inside, two curtains. Parents, brothers, and sisters. And some of the boys slept over the bathtub. They put a little thing. I'm thinking I'm choking, but I know people, they put a little board over it. And at night after the bath, the older boy puts down the bathtub. And me and Amish said, "If Yosef, I saw what's going on up there. You won't believe it. That guy, that scrawny little guy with the beard, everyone's making fun of him. He was going around. His kaput was really dirty and his hat was smashed. He hasn't bought a hat in years, but he's learned Torah and mitzvah, and he's always been Torah. You know where he is in that world? You know what's going on with him? You should see what he has up there! 16 rooms! That's a small house! 600 rooms in his house! In the next world! You should see that house in the Yosef! He's living on top of the world! He was manacting in Sitzes, so I think we have the 800, he has them everywhere he goes! He has servants! Can we blow your nose for you? Oh, you have a little vein here, let's wipe your nose! Everywhere he goes, he has a servant. Start wiping his thing. Oh, a little speck over here, speck over here. You need to eat now, we'll cut your steak! Hundreds of servants bring him, and Malachim, silent buster, they make, what do you want tonight? This squatty little guy! Mamish! He's the one I like this! The street! Look at that guy! Never! Look what he has! Oh, Mama! Where's his hat? Where's his tie? And where's his suit? Well, look at that guy! That's a good guy! What the hell? Look at him! Never! He drives by his Maserati! Look at that guy! Never! In Olam Haba, in the next world, that guy, you know how he looks like? He's at a castle! You think houses in Lawrence are big? They're little roots to huts to compare to this. They're the huts from the South of Africa, the jungle, compared to this. Are you Robert, you understand what Joseph couldn't believe it? He saw that squatting guy with his punched in hat. He was wearing a crown. He was wearing a $7,275 Borsellino. The new Borsellino, the other Mahama Borsellino just came out. But you can't just buy it with money. The $7,285 Borsellino hat that makes you look like, wow! Wow! That Borsellino! You can only get it if you do mitzvahs. And then we have a birthday. It's the verb Birchenbaum. Birchenbaum was a very wealthy gentleman. This one, he had that $1,600 house. And he comes up to Olam Haba and he says, "Here I am! Mr. Birchenbaum is here with his tux. Could you please show me my Olam Haba?" "Sure, Mr. Birchenbaum. I'm going to take you on a little trip, though. It's not in the main district." "It's not in the main district, Mr. Birchenbaum. It's a little further out." "Okay, I don't mind living in the suburbs." "Well, not basically the suburbs. A little bit further out, past the suburbs." "Well, what does it look like?" "Oh, boy, you'll see what it looks like." And they take Mr. Birchenbaum in the car to drive him to his spot in Olam Haba forever. "What do you mean forever?" "Forever! Ever! There's no end!" "Okay, but at least I'll have something nice over there." "Sure, Mr. Birchenbaum. You'll be in for a surprise. Just look out at the nice homes as we pass by. Yeah, you remember that scrawny guy? Yeah, the punched-in hat. Yeah, he lives there. That's the type of house I would love to have in Olam Haba." "Yeah, but in Olam Haba, more to have such a castle, you gotta have mitzvahs, nice and toivim, and not do too many and so many avedas, because you gotta get outweighed. So you gotta do lots and lots and thousands and millions of mitzvahs to pay in for that 60,000 room house with the chandelier bathrooms. To get that, and a fresh ice maker, you have to have 600,000 million billion mitzvahs. What do you have for yourself, Mr. Bertrand Brown? Well, I made a lot of money down there. I was very well respected. What'd you do with your money? I bought a golf course. I own and bought some hotels. Yeah, but when that rabbi came for a donation, how did you treat him? I treated him very nicely. I showed him the door. And I stuck a dollar bill in his back pocket. He didn't even realize. A whole dollar bill? One whole dollar bill? I went to a house in Vietnam. Biggest house in wherever this place is, and I got to the door of the house. I couldn't believe how big the house. It's that Olam Haba house. I knock at the door. Maybe it wasn't that full, but they came out. Yeah, have a buck. Thank you. Chaim was with me. The kids are so Mr. Birchenbaum, very nice. You gave a dollar. That's very nice. You'll get something for that. Of course, will you? And they're passing by the medium home. You've been by the mansion lane with all those scrawny little Amiyim and those guys who didn't, the Talmid HaChamim, who even though were rich, but they were Talmid HaChamim and the Bueller, they also get those billion, billion, billion dollar mansions. Now we're in middle class territory. Wow, these are nice homes also, Mr. Fitzgerald. This is not your area. Where am I going to live forever? Oh, don't worry, we're almost there! He come out to the midbar. And can we see my home? Where is it? I don't see only nothing but desert. Oh, there it is. Mr. Birchenbaum, welcome to your home forever. Where is it? It's a teepee. You've made some trips to the Midwest. You know what a teepee is? Indians have it. You can have a choice of a teepee or a hut for the African jungle. Forever! You mean I'm supposed to live in a teepee forever? Yes, Mr. Birchenbaum. That's what a buck buys in Olam Haba. But how am I supposed to get around? Where's my car? Well, we have a perfect means of transportation! Here's your nurses, Mr. Birchenbaum! We have to get around in Olam Haba! The statue means of traveling! A tricycle! Well, we have something else for you, Mr. Birchenbaum! If you don't like riding, we have a pogo stick! That's how I'm supposed to get around Olam Haba for the rest of my life, forever and ever and ever and ever. Well, that's what it is. The purpose we were supposed to come down here was to do mitzvahs. You got involved in doing other things. You had your fun. This world, you get rewarded for what you did. One buck for the teepee and one buck for a tricycle. Maybe we'll go over mitzvah and we'll upgrade you to a bicycle with training wheels. If we can find some schus over there. That's it. That's it. Forever. Forever. And ever. And ever. And ever. Well, at least I'll be skinny driving around that tricycle so many days. In this world, I was a heavy man. I ate a lot. You know what type of food I get here? Yeah. Have you been on an El Al flight ever? Yeah, of course. Well, in the economy section, they have stuff that we're going to serve you every day. Can I at least get it hot? That's the evidence of it. Rabbi Yosef said, Olam Hafach Ra'isi, I saw the Elyonim, the big people in this world, I said the Ashirim, And we know a big Greek has to show me for the Shira, and Shira can be unbelievable. They support Torah, they get all the Koyach of Torah. They do mitzvah. They're talking about people who walk around and oil them, oyster, they get oil them out there. And they're very wealthy, but they have no chance to oil them above the wealthiest. But the Mata, they're in the lower class. The Tachtoinim, the Aniyim is Lamal. Those who had suffered, those who went to other Mazdeh had suffered, they had difficult, they had to work hard, they strove, they did the mitzvahs, they did the best. It's Lamal. They're going to be on top. They're going to have the 600,000. Unbelievable, the boy said. And Yosef, then he came back and said, you didn't see other Mazdeh, you saw the Amen. And Chazal said, what about Talmid Chachamim? Talmid Chachamim, whatever they have here, they'll have there, they'll have everywhere. The Chachamim don't lack. Because a lot of person learns Torah, the mitzvahs pile up, Tariyad mitzvahs. Every time you learn a word of Torah, by yourself. And then Chavetz Chaim writes, but you see it yourself in Torah sometimes. Why is it that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah called Talmud Torah that you have to do every second? All the time, whenever you can, you have to do it. Why? Chavetz Chaim writes his barichos, because he wants the Marba Atzchaim. He wants more rooms. He wants more slaves. He wants more pleasure for Olam Haba. And the child, we only get the thing by doing mitzvahs. How are we going to do mitzvahs? The only some mitzvahs you can do. Torah you can do all the time. And every time I do, I get 6:15. Every time I learn Torah, the Chofetz Chaim says, that's what a mitzvah is. The left of Hashem, one loves us so much. I got so hard. The left of Chofetz Chaim, you have to read, and we get up, you go down. What's the Chofetz Chaim, you know what Hashem loves us. He just wants to pile on the reward. Pile it on. More houses. More cars, you want Lamborghinis, Maseratis, Bentleys, this, that, you want, I want to give you, I want you to have 17 cars parked in your driveway on my bar. I want you to have thousands of maids, I want you to have the biggest living rooms, I want you to have everything on my bar. Pile it on, come on, Johnny, the show's rooting for us. But we have to realize and not be swiped up by the brainwashing that the whole world is gone. That live your life, enjoy this world. Make it a kviyos. Make this world the ikur. That's the sheker of the whole of Mazdeh. Of all the people on there making this world so much ikur, they're working on their homes hours and studying different types of carpets, different types of colors. 102 weeks, 5 weeks, who knows how long, studying different types of shades of blue. For the color, how to paint their bathroom! No, I think I like that type of blue. No, what do you say, Stan? I'm not sure. What do you say? The types of blue. There's the types of blue, the types of carpet, the types of this. What are you wasting your time with? Not to say that a woman, enjoy, you can take your wife out and buy something nice. The value, that's also chesed. But at the end of the day, so wrapped up in Olam Hazeh, we can't lose ourselves. Wrapped up in everything in Olam Hazeh. We spoke last week, we get so wrapped up in the sports and everything like that. What are we getting so wrapped up in? What are we going to have? The next world, what are you going to have from it? A body, you need time to relax. And you need time to unwind. And that's what we give in the Shiva, and every Shiva should give it. Unwind, relax. Because that's all to Ellis. When you unwind, you're doing it at the top that you get able to learn better and serve Hashem better. It's all mitzvah then. But that should be the tachlis to spend your days working and thing and editing for what? Oh, for vacation. Oh, for more tithes on the Mazer. For what? What is the person breaking his life in this world working so hard for what? What is he doing it for? Just to get more pleasure in this world. You're off the beat and track. Because the pleasure of this world is not what we're here for. Not to say you're not going to have the pleasure. Hashem wants you to enjoy the Mazer. But that shouldn't be the goal. Goal has to be that Hashem wants us so much to enjoy that great, great world of Isaiah. The unbelievable Hanoah that's not shy of to describe as the Moshe says in Brochot, Kol Neviim, when it's Nandu, El Lamasi Basi Tabita Tamacha, all the Neviim talk about the great reward next world. That's always the person who has a shy of the Tamacha. But the Tamacha, Atmoy, ain't a shy of any type. That's shy of what we talk about. That shy to talk about it, but in terms of what or not, that's shy. The greatest, I know, the greatest home, the greatest pleasure you can imagine in this world, it doesn't come through the toenail of what other mamas will do. So what are we doing with our life? What are we making our goals for our life? What are we deciding and then gashkofet achayim? What should we do with our life? Not to say the person can't work. We're not that's not to say shmooze about it. The person be married to Torah, the greatest thing. But a person has to know whatever he's going to do in life, don't lose the plot. Don't lose the plot. You were created for a purpose. You were created. Hashem should give you so much reward, so much benefit. Don't lose the plot. 70, 80 years, the boy said, but as Rosh Hashem says, and no, in this world, how could anybody think that person was created for this world? That's what Hashem gives the Yisurim, Rabbi Yisrael, for. That could be another pshat in the Yisrael, she just thought of now, because it's food. Hashem gives the Yisurim, makes it hard to teach you that, please, don't think that this is the right world. He wants to show you that this can be one of the proofs of the Yisrael, that this world can't be the real world. Because how many people have Yisrael and Yisurim? People live, they have their pain, they have Yisurim, people have illnesses. People have Yisurim every day. How did anybody think that this is the real world? And he says, even if you have a guy that went through the world and everything went good for him, but he eventually passes on after 100 years, but that's it. Go to the base of Kfar Zohar and go see, that's it. They're gone. Forgotten. It's over. No one remembers them afterwards. Oh, my great. No one says I'm going to my great. All day I want to get out of yeshiva. But I know what to go to my great grandfather's kever. Unless he was some great Talmud or Chacham Tzaddik. Gone. Halavai, going to your grandfather's kever. Halavai. Gone. What does he have? Who remembers? It's Baruch who remembers every single mitzvah thing that we do, and we build our olam haba, and we build castles, and we build swimming pools, outside swimming pools. We're just talking about dirt, because now it's ruchnias. But we build all that through our mitzvah tovim, through our mitzvah mitzvah tovim. And only for the guy who gets so involved in this world, and he doesn't feel that anything, the next year comes up, and how can they show him? A little teepee, a little hut, pizza hut. They show a little hut. That's all. And forever. What's forever? What's it about for the just to take a picture. What do you mean forever? He said if you fill up this whole base measures with poppy seeds, and a bird would come once every 20 years and take one seed away, how long will it take this whole base measures to empty it? One poppy seed every 20 years, one bird. 20 years, one poppy, the whole base is filled up. Nathan and Sachem is longer than that. If you fill up the whole Yerushalayim building with poppy seeds, you know what poppy seeds are, is that? Or those seeds they put on top of the challah. You fill them up, all the shuls, all the buildings, you fill the poppy. That bird would come once every 100 years and take one seed away. How long would it take to empty one building? Like, how would it take to empty it? Instead of B'chanan, Nathan and Sachem is longer than that. Forever, you can't let it out forever. So you're building your world, your palace forever. Where are you going to live? What bed you're going to have? Suppose you don't want to get up there and they say, back to the caravan! No way! Forever! And that bed with the first high mattress? No way! Anything but that! It's okay. You're going to get served the first time food. But meat for records every night. You didn't get to the standard of pastrami mix. You're only holding by meat for records. You can always do what that buffer did down here on the mazah. Your steak. Every night. We believe in the afterlife. We even only believe in the afterlife. We believe that's the ikkar life. Don't lose yourself wherever you are. Always remember the schmoozer, boy. Always remember the tricycle. Don't lose yourself in this world. Remember that there's a next world and we got to prepare for it. gotta prepare for it. An ending. The Chofetz Chaim writes in the Hatzoma. Whatever we're saying today, everybody, it's Chazal. We believe in Chazal. And Chazal teaches us. And it's just, and the Chofetz Chaim writes in his Hatzoma. The food for Olam Hazeh is Ruchnius to the food. You gotta know the Chai Olam not to Pesachena. Hashem gave us our food. You gotta prepare. The Chofetz Chaim speaks about the Hatzoma to Chelak Aleph. You gotta prepare, you gotta be 2 kids of food to the next world, you're gonna starve. How are you gonna feed yourself? The food of the next world is not physical, it's spiritual food, it's a mitzvah, it's the Torah that we learn. And the more Torah, you're gonna have a warehouse, a stored up warehouse, a Joseph, for the next world. And if you don't prepare by side, you're not gonna have enough food. You gotta prepare. You gotta prepare by side. Because you have to realize that this is not the Olam HaMiti. The Olam HaMiti, the Hano HaMiti, is the Olam HaBorba. We should be going to understand this story and make it part of our lives. And Shil Shom starts off his whole sefer with this story. This is the story that's for making the path to get into to reach the Tafkid HaChaim, to understand where is my Iker Tafkid, what should I do in my life, whatever it is, whatever I'm going to do in my life. I have to realize that I can't forget about the main goal and the reason why I'm here. Shmizorcha always remember it. Shmizorcha be'ez Hashem Yisborach to grow and to become the true great people that we can become. To build our Olam Haba into an unbelievable Olam Haba of myself. See, Hashem talks about this. People say, oh, Pseita. I won't have such a guy. I have a good river. I'll have something in the next world I won't have. He says, fools, he says. Is that true? In Olam Hazeh, you can't get over your neighbor. If he had, oh, he has a little bit nicer car. You're already looking at him. Oh, nice there. Oh, you got a new car. So nice. Until he's earning up. He has such a nicer car than me. There's a highest than me. We live that way all life. We're so jealous. So it comes to Olam Haba, how can you say, oh, I don't mind being in the back. I don't mind being in the second class forever. It's not emes. You're not being emes to yourself. Hashem made a midah of kinah that we should want to be ma'ar b'chochum. We should want to try to do our best. And therefore, you're just fooling yourself by saying it'll be okay. And I'll have a second class seat. And I don't mind driving a tricycle. I like to go back to my youth. But at the end of the day, it's not true. You've been brainwashed, you've been fooled, you've been taken advantage of. The Olam Hazeh, the world teaches us, live this world, live this life, enjoy this world, do this, whatever you can, this world. Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow. That's what they press to us. But the Sheker, the Olam HaSheker that we talked about last week, tomorrow is not, we're going to die, tomorrow we're going to live. That's what we're going to really live. You look at all the parts of the man that you're. He asked the Mephoshim, he asked the Torah, what's the parasha of, what's the parasha that we discussed, the death of Sarah? Chaye Sarah. What's the parasha you discussed, the death of Yaakov Avinu? Vayichi. Says the Naam Torah. Because when is the true Chiyot Chai? Well, that's after Sarah Olam Haba. The person leaves this world, then he's really Chai. Then starts the living of it, the real living. He has struggles, difficulties, tests. Let's work on and overcome it. But if you do, to that Gevaldik mansion, and we'll wave Mr. Shem at each other from our Bentleys in the next world. And Nebuch will have to help out, maybe give a lift one time. And the guy with his tricycle comes by, maybe give me some air. My wheel has got a little puncture in the wheel. No problem. We have plenty of air over here in my 600-pound tires. Yisroch of Hashem to be b'nei emes b'nei olam haba in this world. Yisroch of Eiz Hashem to give a nachas ruach to our good and good shalom. And Yisroch of Chai Netzach, Yisroch of Mimheir, Yomir, Amen.